creator of the Blog
Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sue Wilcox, certified angel coach and creator of the Lavender Door. And I want to thank you for tuning into this, my very first solo performance podcast. Whether you're listening live or you're downloading this program from iTunes or Blog Talk Radio sometime in the future, I just want to thank you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. My focus for today's show, since this is my first show ever, is to introduce myself by sharing a bit of information about my history, my interests, and my intentions, and some of the ways that I might be able to help you. But before I dive into all that, I want to take a minute to thank Cherie Abbott. Cherie's the founder of Angel Coaches, and for many, many months, and hours and hours and hours, she has worked with me in training me and coaching me so that I can become one of the very best certified angel coaches. She's a terrific teacher, and she's a wonderful mentor, and I'm truly blessed to have her in my life. So, Cherie, thank you very much. To get started, I just want to let you all know, if you don't already, that I try to incorporate the law of attraction in everything that I do. I'm a firm believer in the importance of maintaining a high vibrational frequency, and I believe that we're all born with psychic intuitive gifts. And I'm passionate and excited to coach people who are just beginning on their own spiritual journey or are interested in developing their spiritual intuitive gifts further. Okay, so how did I get started on my spiritual journey? When I was in my early 20s, so way, way, way back in the late 80s, in big hair days, I participated in a past life regression and meditation workshop. That was the very first thing, metaphysical, spiritual, outside of going to a regularly established church thing that I ever did. And that was the catalyst that propelled me on my own spiritual journey. So for the past over 25 years, I've been developing my own intuitive and psychic abilities. In 1999, I graduated from the Utah College of Massage Therapy as a massage therapist. During my studies and my hands-on work at the college, I discovered that I had the ability to do energy healing. And so I began then to develop that gift as best I could. I was fascinated with healing with energy, healing with crystals, and any type of healing. And I also took some Reiki classes. So since the late 80s, I've met lots of fascinating people and learned lots of interesting things about the spiritual and mystical world around us. Some of my favorite things are learning and sharing information about the importance of maintaining a high vibration, healing with crystals, and finding other ways to let those stones help make our lives easier. I love working with the angels. I love learning about them. And I'm amazed on a daily basis at the presence that they have in my life. I enjoy fairies as well, and learning about goddesses and sharing information that I learn about the different goddesses. I like working with the elements. I love meditation, especially guided meditation. I'm a visual person, and I like to be taken that's part of a story, let's say. I'm still working on that, you know, quieting your mind meditation, but I will get there. I love working with positive affirmations. I think they have a lot of power. I enjoy learning about spirit animals and animal totems and so much more. And I love to get crafty. I started a group many years back called Spirit Craft. We would meet each month. I come up with a project that was, quote, spirit related, or that had to do with being on a spiritual journey. Different types of tools and things that people could use. We had a great time crafting and chatting and sharing as a group. And I'm feeling inspired to maybe start that up again. So maybe some of you could just let me know if that's something that you're interested in. I created the Lavender Doors Facebook group, and that web address is face.com/lavenderdoors, and also a website, which is www.thelavenderdoor.net. So I created the Lavender Door because I believe we're all on a spiritual path of some kind. There are many different forks in the mystical road and twists and turns on the spiritual path, and ultimately as many routes to take to get there as there are people seeking. And I want to help you along on your own spiritual journey. The Lavender Door has its own special little motto. It is, step through the lavender door and see where your spiritual journey takes you. So please reach out to me if you'd like to receive intuitive spiritual coaching from me by visiting either the angelcoaches.org website, the Facebook page, so that's facebook.com/lavenderdoor, or the lavenderdoor.net website. Or you can also email me at sue@thelavenderdoor.net. So this month at the Lavender Door Facebook page, I picked a few topics of discussion, and I'd love it if you would join me in sharing any wisdom or stories that you might know about these topics. So here they are. The goddess Kuan Yin. I love the goddess Kuan Yin. She's one of my favorites, and I have a special affinity toward her. The animal I've chosen is peacock. The archangel that I've chosen is Zadkiel. It's Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. And I've picked some healing stones. So moonstone, white jade, and green jade. And then also the white lotus flower. So if you have any information that you would like to share with us, I would really appreciate it. You can share it either at the Lavender Doors Facebook page, or you can even share it on Angel Coach's Facebook page, and I'll forward that information over to the Lavender Door so that everyone can learn from your wisdom and knowledge. Another passion of mine is being the light for others. I do this myself when I share experiences that I have with fibromyalgia and other chronic pain issues. I share these experiences with others so that they'll know that they're not alone and in what they're going through, and that there are alternative treatments and lifestyle changes that you can make to get through those tough times. I don't share them because I want to be whiny, and I know a lot of people don't want to share their experiences because they feel like they're being whiny. But I really encourage any of you that are suffering from any chronic pain issues like that to please feel free to voice up. You share them with us, and let me help be the light so that you know that you're not alone. I believe that because I don't hide the fact that I've been diagnosed with fibromyalgia from others, and that I share my experiences, that I help others to know it's okay to talk about it, to ask for help or guidance, you know, ask others, what do you do to get through such and such? How do you cope with such and such? Like for me, I'd like to know how other people that have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia or other chronic illnesses, you know, what do you do to survive the heat? Sometimes people just need to be able to talk about what they're going through. So I try to create a safe place for them to share. Okay. So that's a little bit about me. And I think one of the things that I am inspired to share with you all today is a little bit about some of these topics that I have posted for discussion. So a little bit about the white lotus flower. In the religion of Hinduism, the white lotus flower is associated with beauty and the state of non-attachment. The white lotus flower symbolism is often associated with the divine gods and goddesses of India, and it's often depicted as growing from the navel of Vishnu, Brahma sits on the top of the lotus, and from there he carries out the order of Vishnu to create the world. The central heart of the lotus also has a symbolic meaning, as it is thought to be pure. Therefore, people of good heart and soul should strive to reach the beauty of the fully opened white lotus flower heart. If you'd like the web link for that information, that can be found on my Facebook page, or reach out to me and I can share that with you. I believe there is some quote also about the lotus flower coming from muddy, murky waters. That's where they grow. I'll have to find a picture that I took from Red Butte Gardens in Salt Lake City a couple of years ago of a lotus and share it with you. It's really beautiful. So here is a little bit about the Archangel Zadkiel. And this is from Doreen Virtue's page, angeltherapy.com. And this is a new angel for me that I am just learning about, but it's funny as you learn or you start studying different angels, how some of their characteristics start popping up in your life. So Archangel Zadkiel is known for helping students remember facts and figures for tests, healing painful memories, remembering your divine spiritual origin and mission, and choosing forgiveness. So I believe that the angel has been, he's been with me, you know, kind of poking at me and reminding me why I'm here and that I do have a purpose and a mission in life, and to forgive myself for being so hard on myself, and to prompt me into working on healing myself physically and mentally and emotionally, and to just get going. In Jewish rabbinic writings, Zadkiel is described as the archangel who inspires forgiveness and compassion in people. He relates to practicing unconditional kindness and love as a manifestation of God upon earth. It reminds me a lot of the goddess Kuan Yin, and we'll learn more about Kuan Yin in my next radio show. Zadkiel is one of the seven archangels in the Gnostic tradition. Under his alternative name, Zachariel, it's Z-A-C-H-A-R-I-E-L. I know I butcher a lot of names when I say them, I'm sorry. So he was identified as one of the seven archangels by Pope St. Gregory. Zadkiel has long been regarded as the angel of memory, who can support students and those who need to remember facts and figures. And here is a little bit about when to call on Archangel Zadkiel. Archangel Zadkiel's dual focus upon forgiveness and memory can help you heal emotional pain from your past. The Archangel can work with you on releasing old anger or feelings of victimhood so that you can remember and live your divine life purpose. As you ask Zadkiel for emotional healing, he'll shift your focus away from painful memories and toward the recollection of the beautiful moments in your life. I get really teary-eyed just reading that. I get really emotional. I've been going through quite a bit personally myself in the last little while, and it's funny how the universe works in providing you with the information that you need when you most need it. If I start crying, I apologize, but I'm going to just read this to you again because it's just, it's so powerful to me right now. The Archangel Zadkiel's dual focus upon forgiveness and memory can help you heal emotional pain from your past. The Archangel can work with you on releasing old anger or feelings of victimhood so that you can remember and live your divine life purpose. As you ask Zadkiel for emotional healing, he'll shift your focus away from painful memories and toward the recollection of the beautiful moments of your life. And I feel like this angel is doing this for me right now, helping me to release old painful memories, helping me to let go of feeling like the victim and reminding me that I do have a divine life purpose. This is just amazing to me. Zitiel, the great healer of the mind, he gently leads you by the hand to take responsibility for your own happiness. You know, nobody else can make you feel happy. People can do nice things for you. They can do wonderful things for you, but you have to allow that happiness in. You can't rely on others to make you happy. You have to find that happiness from within yourself. One of the stones it says here that you can use when working with Archangel Zitiel is a lapis lazuli. But as I read this information from Doreen Virtue and how prominent he is in helping you to remember facts and figures for tests, I'm also called to share another stone, and that's fluorite. And fluorite is a student stone, and it does the same thing. I recently attended a Wild Woman symposium with my daughter-in-law a few months ago, and I bought my daughter. She is 26, and she's attending college right now. I bought her an angel that has been carved out of fluorite, and so that could be her study angel. So maybe I'll just have to tell her the name is Archangel Zitiel. the color associated with this angel is a deep indigo blue. And the astrological sign for him is Gemini, the sociable but studious multitasker. So here's a little thank you prayer that you can offer up to Archangel Zitiel. Dear Archangel Zitiel, thank you for helping me recall all the necessary information that I need to know about this topic. So the next time you're taking a test, or preparing to take a test, get your little piece of lapis lazuli or your little piece of fluorite and speak those words to Archangel Zitiel. And again, that's Dear Archangel Zitiel, thank you for helping me recall all the necessary information that I need to know about this topic. You know, that doesn't have to be just for tests. I could probably use that every time I do a podcast and share information with you guys. Two of the discussion topics that I have chosen for the month that I've shared with you. Next Monday, same bat time, same bat place, same bat number. I'm going to share my favorite story, or my favorite mythological story, about the goddess Kuan Yin and some information about peacock. And so let me just kind of say again a little bit more about what I'm about before I close. So when I'm working with people, whether it's for a healing session, intuitive reading, for spiritual coaching, or teaching a class, I'll intuitively select which tool or skill that I've acquired, learned, and developed throughout my spiritual journey to use depending on your own circumstances or the circumstances of what the class may be about. These tools might include tarot cards, angel cards, or other oracle cards, a pendulum, numerology, channeling, animal wisdom or medicine, crystals and stones, essential oils, Tibetan singing bowls, tuning forks, vibrational frequencies, Reiki or other energy healing abilities, creative visualization techniques, affirmations, and or prayers. So once again, I am Sue Wilcox, new certified angel coach and the creator of the Lavender Door. And if you want to get a hold of me for a reading, or if you have a simple question you'd like me to try to answer for you. You can get a hold of me through angelcoaches.org, or you can email me, sue@thelavenderdoor.net, or you can visit the website, thelavenderdoor.net, or jump on over to the Lavender Door Facebook page. Let's see, where did I put that? Oh, I've lost my link. Oh, here we go. It's facebook.com/lavenderdoor. So in that URL, that it's not the Lavender Door, it's just Lavender Door. So I hope to hear from you all soon. I'm looking forward to next Monday and sharing my favorite Kuan Yin story with you all and sharing some peacock wisdom. So I hope you all have a great week. Bye.